Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bibles today, please turn with me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 24, we're going to begin at verse 1. "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say to you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." Now I'd like to stop and say that this prediction that Jesus made was fulfilled in A.D. 70, that the temple was destroyed just as Jesus said. And I have a theme here that I'm going to pick up on in a little bit, that the Bible's predictions, you can bank on them, they will always come true. Verse 3, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world?" The disciples were concerned about the end of the world, and today we're concerned about the end of the world. "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I ask you to help me to preach today. I'm asking, Lord, that you'd give me strength to say what I believe that you've given me to say. Lord, I believe that you have power to deliver us. I believe that you have power to give us protection. I believe that everything that mankind needs, we can find in you. If it's healing, we can find it in you. If it's direction, we can find it in you. If it's wisdom, we can find it in you. And Lord, we can turn to your word, and I believe that your word has everything that we need to make it today. Lord, help me to preach and help the people to understand what you have for us today. And Lord, always that we may see Jesus Christ, that we would look to him, that we would depend on him, and hopefully that we would please him in the things that we do and the way that we live our lives. So, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. The message that I have, I believe that the Lord gave it to me, and I have been looking for excuses, basically. This is not really a sermon that I want to preach. My topic today, and this is a continuation of the series of messages that I started back in January, which talks about false prophets and false prophecies and how to detect them, what kinds of messages they will bring, and that we should be careful not to fall astray or to be led astray. Just as Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. We can know a false prophet. One of the ways that we can know a false prophet is that when he makes a prediction, if his prediction fails to come to pass, if he is proven wrong in his predictions, in his fortune telling, in his prediction of the future, if he says it should come out one way and it turns out another, then he is wrong. And not only is he wrong, in claiming to speak for God, the Bible calls him a liar. The Bible calls him a false messenger, a false prophet. Now, I have said on this program, on this station, on other radio stations, in I don't know how many other pulpits I've preached in my years in the ministry, that Jesus Christ is coming again. Jesus Christ is coming again. The things that we read about in Scripture, the prophecies of the Word of God, we can depend on them, and that Jesus Christ is coming again. And the Bible tells us exactly what we should expect. Now, we can get bogged down in the Great Tribulation and what happens on the third bowl and this and that. And I believe that all those things are important, but the overall message is that Jesus Christ is coming back. Jesus is coming back. And the world will end, just as the disciples said, the way that the Bible says it will end. The thing that I've been dodging, the message that I believe the Lord gave me to preach, it's a very relevant topic. It's something that's in the news. It's something that's been in the news for a number of years, and it's coming to a head. But the message I believe that God has given me to preach has to do with global warming. Again, a very political subject. Practically, you can't hardly go a day or maybe a few days without reading it in the newspaper or hearing about it on television or seeing it in the movies. They're always talking about global warming. Now, I have some information that I could like to share, but I want to make it clear that I am not trying to bash anyone that believes in global warming or presents it or tries to tell you that the world is going to end if we don't, for instance, switch from a certain type of light bulb to another. The world is going to end if we don't make cleaner burning engines and perhaps switch over to, instead of an internal combustion engine, to something like an electric car. If these people, or whoever the people are that are saying this, I'm here to tell you that they're wrong. But my hope and the gist of my message today would be, just as Jesus said, that we would not be deceived. Now, again, I know that this is a very controversial issue. If you listen to the media, if you listen to Al Gore and other folks, they are dead. They've figured it out that global warming's a fact, that mankind is causing global warming, and here in America, we're the worst, biggest culprit and all of that. But it's a controversy. Some people believe that is the case. Some people have scientific evidence that state otherwise. But I want to say again that Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth. He said he would return, and the disciples asked, when will the world end? When is the end of the world? And he said in Matthew chapter 24 and in chapter 25, and he gave two chapters of his explanation of how and when the world would end. So we don't have to fear. Maybe the sea level is going to rise 10 feet, and here in New Orleans we're all going to be underwater. Boy, we've been through that, haven't we? We don't have to worry about what they say. We don't have to worry that all these dire predictions that Al Gore and other people make, we don't have to worry, because we know the Bible says differently. The people that preach gloom and doom about global warming, they're telling you the world will end this way. The end of the world's coming this way. We're all going to be destroyed. The animals will be destroyed. The plants will be destroyed. We'll have great plagues. We'll have all these diseases. We'll have food shortages and famines and all of this dire prediction, this gloom and doom. And they like to use the word an apocalypse. They don't understand that the word apocalypse is the Latin word for the Greek revelation. The book of Revelation is the revelation, the revealing, the unveiling of Jesus Christ. They don't understand the word apocalypse. They think it means all these cataclysms and everything, but it means that Jesus Christ will finally be revealed. So they even misuse the word. But in their misuse, they show that they are wrong. And their message of destruction due to man-made global warming is false. It's not true. It's a lie. As I said, I have a number of different facts that I'd like to go over. But before I get to that, I want to say one more time, the Bible says that the Christians have no need to fear. You don't have to be alarmed. You don't have to worry about what Al Gore and his convenient lie says. Because the Bible tells us differently. We should not be afraid. We shouldn't have to worry. Jesus said, don't even take thought what you're going to eat, what kind of clothes you're going to put on. Don't take thought for tomorrow, because tomorrow there's enough evil in all bound up in tomorrow that let tomorrow worry about itself. But you don't have to worry about global warming, because the Bible tells us that the world will end a different way than all of these people in the media say. You can take comfort in what God has. You can rest in the knowledge that we are safe in Jesus Christ. The Bible does talk about a day of cataclysm. It does talk about a day of destruction. We know that is the 7-year Great Tribulation period. I understand that. And the world will. What does it say? In one place it says that the wicked are going to go to the hills, no hills around here, and ask for the rocks to fall on them to hide them from the face of Jesus Christ, the one who's coming. And again, I preach Jesus Christ. I preach the good news that Jesus Christ is coming back and upset the entire world's apple cart. To me, that's good news, because he's my Savior. He's coming back for me. All of the things that we struggle with, all the besetting sins, for instance, that weigh us down, all of the things of the world that distract us and get our eyes off of God, and off of his word and off of his way. All of those things are going to be removed one day when Jesus Christ comes back. But as I said, there are those that preach another gospel. And I want to say that global warming is a false message. It's a false gospel. Man-made global warming, they say, is a lie. Now, you can go to my webpage, joeykelly.net. You can find my email address and send me all the hate mail that you want. But I'm still going to tell you that the Bible is true, and Al Gore is a liar. Al Gore is a bad politician. Al Gore is a defeated politician. But above all, he preaches another message. He's a false prophet. The Bible says, I don't care if you want to be... You want to vote for him, that's great. But the Bible says that he's teaching a message which is false. He is predicting the end of the world, which is false, and we should not listen to him. Now, to give you a few facts here and there. Environmentalism is a religion. Environmentalism, yet I believe that we should conserve. I remember when I was a kid, I used to read the Louisiana Conservationist, and probably a number of you listening, if you are a duck hunter or perhaps interested in our great state here, the wonderful state that we live in, Louisiana, you're concerned about conservation, and we should conserve. We should make sure that our environment and that the animals and the plants that are here in our great state are preserved so that our children and our children's children, if the Lord tarries that long, can enjoy the wonderful things that we have. But environmentalism, it has nothing to do with conservation. And you say, preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, you know, we have the internet on computers now, just as Homer Simpson said. You can go yourself. You can look these things up. You can look up environmentalism, and you can see that behind it is this idea of Gaia, G-A-I-A, which is a false god, a false religion. Perhaps you might call it Mother Earth or some different goddess. But it is a false religion. It is not godly. And it is not about conservation. It's not sane. It's really an insane way of looking at things. Now, I'm 44 years old. I remember as a kid, when I was a teenager, they weren't worried about global warming. They were worried about global cooling. They said that that mankind and the Earth were headed toward a global ice age. That ice would cover most of the United States. The glaciers would come down. We would, I don't know if we get glaciers here in Louisiana, but the glaciers were coming, and it might happen in our lifetime. Who knows? And again, you can look these things up. Newsweek magazine in 1974 ran several different articles. It talked about nuclear winter. It talked about the coming ice age. But that didn't really play. That really didn't do as well as they thought. So now we have something more popular, more of a dire threat. We have global warming instead of global cooling. Some of you listening to me think I'm an idiot. Well, you know, you can look these things up. Newsweek did, in 1974, write these articles. There's a man named Paul Ehrlich, who was very popular during that time. He was one of the authors of some of these articles. He predicted global cooling. He predicted nuclear winter. He wrote a book called The Population Bomb, where he said that essentially that the end of the world would come when we'd have too many people. We wouldn't be able to feed them. We wouldn't be able to take care of them, and the earth would just be overpopulated, and that the end would come due to overpopulation. We know now today we've got over 6 billion people on the earth, and we can feed them. We can take care of them. The earth can sustain many more than 6 billion. His predictions of the end of the world were proven to be false. Now you listen to me. The Bible says over and over again, if you're going to make a prediction, then your prediction needs to come true. Otherwise, you are a false prophet. Again, send your hate mail if you want to, but the one that you really hate is the one that wrote the Bible. Now, like I said, global cooling didn't play. Now we have the great scare of global warming. Al Gore thinks that the world is going to end in the late January 2016. That's 9 years from now. He's made the prediction, he made it about a year ago, that in 10 years the earth would be destroyed, that the sea would rise 10 feet, that the polar ice caps would melt, and all of this destruction would come. He has prophesied this. He has made this prediction. His prediction will not come true. His prediction will not come true. Again, if you want to vote for Al Gore, knock yourself out. But he is a false prophet. He is, by definition, a liar. You may say one thing about his politics or another thing about his plans for governing if he would attain the presidency. You can say what you want, but in this, he is lying to you. The Bible gives us exactly how the world will end. He gives a different message, a different scenario. He is wrong. And in 9 years, everyone will laugh, because there will be no 10-foot sea level rise. The polar ice caps will not melt. It's not going to happen. Now, I believe in global warming, and I believe in global cooling. You've heard of the ice ages. You've heard of perhaps the little climatic optimum. You've heard of the different sunspot cycles, the Maunder minimum. They have figured out, and again, study after study after study, that the temperature of the Earth, the global temperature, is directly related to the output of radiation from the sun. I believe it. Even a first grader knows that if it's cloudy outside in the afternoon, it's not going to be as warm. I believe that every kid knows that during the daytime it warms up, and at night it cools off. The temperature is directly related to the sunshine that falls upon the earth. And that seems kind of silly, but it's really true. The earth has warmed up over the centuries, cooled down over the centuries. We had the little ice age. We had a very warm period. We had a very cool period. Over the past 1,000 years, for instance, the earth has warmed up a few degrees, cooled down a few degrees, and it's gone up and down. You know that 1,000 years ago, the Vikings, they set up shop in Greenland. Today, Greenland is you can't do anything there. It's basically ice year round. 1,000 years ago, the Vikings came to Greenland and they grew grapes in Greenland. Grapes in Greenland. You need warm, very nice weather to grow grapes. 1,000 years ago, Greenland was such a really almost a paradise that they were able to grow grapes. So the earth warms up and it cools off. It's a cycle. Every few hundred years, it's either warmer or cooler. There is no evidence that this is going to change. But those that say these things, that give the idea that mankind is going to destroy the earth because of greenhouse gases. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, the Supreme Court said that the EPA had the right to regulate carbon dioxide. And I think that's kind of silly. I think that too often politics and different political pressures will cause people to say silly things. Every time you breathe in oxygen. Every time you exhale carbon dioxide. Plants do the opposite. They take in carbon dioxide and then convert it chemically, and at night they expel oxygen. But as I said, Christians know exactly how the world will end. You don't have to worry about global warming. You don't have to worry about bird flu. You don't have to worry about all the different things, all the different scenarios that they say. You just don't have to worry because the Bible is clear. The Bible is very clear on how the world will end. And just as I began this program, I want to end this program. We can have peace in our lives. We can rest secure in the knowledge that Jesus Christ is coming back. You can put your trust in Him. You can give your life to Him, and He will give you peace now. You don't have to stress out about life. You don't have to stress about your job or your marriage or how you're going to pay the bills. You can put your trust in Jesus, and He will help you to do these things. He will give you the strength. He will give you what you need. He will help you. And if you can trust Him, Lord, should I take this job, or should I perhaps, should I go to night school or something, maybe Delgado, and try to get a better job, or Lord, what should I do? And it doesn't matter. Whatever situation you're faced with, you can turn to God, you can ask Him, and He will help you to make the right decisions. You can ask God for the little things, He will take care of the little things. Certainly, we can trust Him for the end of the world. It's written in black and white, and the words of Jesus are in red in my Bible, in your Bible. We can know how things will turn out. So don't let the blowhards, don't let the politicians, don't let the, well, just don't let people deceive you, Jesus said. Don't let these people confuse you. Don't let them frighten you. You don't have to worry about all these catastrophes that the news media brings to you over and over and over again. We know how the end will come. We know that the Bible talks about a blessed hope. We have a blessed and wonderful hope. I'm looking forward to the end of the world. I'm looking forward to when this whole situation we have done, that we have politics, we have corruption. We have a bunch of murders in the city. We have all sorts of things that it's certainly not a paradise down here. We have all these troubles and struggles in life. But one day Jesus is going to come and bring peace. He's going to set up his kingdom. He's going to do away with murders. There's not going to be any more gangbanging. There's not going to be any more war. There's not going to be any more famine. There's not going to be any more struggle, no crime, no more sickness, no more pain, no more struggle, no more worries. That's how the world's going to end. Yes, it's going to be a little bit rough during the tribulation time. But after that, he's going to set up his kingdom for 1,000 years. And it's going to be a wonderful time. I want to say it again. You don't have to fear all the global warming and all these different scenarios. We know how the end will come, and you can put your trust in him and have peace. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. Or just go to the main page and follow the links on the left, and you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.